Shammai says, start with eight and go down. Beis Hillel says, start with one and go up. We, of course, follow Beis Hillel. Nobody goes the other way. But the Gemara offers the following explanation for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you go up, quite logically, because he says that's always the rule in holiness. Malin makodesh. You go up in holiness, and you don't go down. Holiness, you always want to be better and better and better, you go up. That makes sense. Beis Shammai says, you know why you go down? Because the korbanos that were brought on Sukkos, the Beis HaMikdash, you may remember this, we brought 70 harim, 70 bulls, and they were brought in descending order. Day 1, 13, day 2, 12, right? 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Shadrach is 7. If you add up all the numbers, you get 70. So Beis Shammai says, the same way the bowls of Sukkos went down, the Hanukkah candle should go down. Now the question is obvious. What on earth is the connection that Beis Shammai is trying to draw between the bowls of Sukkos and the Hanukkah candles? So this is what the Sfas-Emes says. Let's go back a step and ask ourselves this question. Why do the bowls of Sukkos go down anyway? Let's talk about that. So he says, the Gemara tells us that the 70 bowls of Sukkos correspond to the 70 nations of the worlds. Now, even though in the United Nations there may be more than that, but there are 70 basic nations. And those 70 nations are trying to destroy us either physically or spiritually, or through assimilation. And the reason the korbanos go down is to teach us that as we approach Mashiach, the power of those nations is going to be diminished. Their power will weaken as we approach Geula. It will weaken. Right? That's what's happening. Ah, you'll ask Akasha. How can we say the power of the nations will weaken? Don't we see that the power of these nations against us seems to be getting stronger? With the Arabs, with terrorism, with the Palestinian state. I mean, is it getting weaker? So the Vilna Gaon says, yes, because just as a candle right before it goes out has one last burst of flame, and even before a person dies, right before they die, there's sometimes a last burst of energy. So too, the upheavals that the world is going through, as difficult as these upheavals are, they represent the last gasp of these nations before they eventually lose their power, before the Geula comes. So, what does the Parei HaChag represent? The diminution of external evil in the world. Right, there is evil that is external to us, that's trying to destroy us, and the Parei HaChag represent that evil getting diminished. Says Beis Shammai, the same way the Parei HaChag represents the diminution of external evil in the world, the Neros of Hanukkah represents my own neshama, because a person's neshama is a candle, and within me, there is evil. There are midos I have to work on. There are averos that I've done. So, Parei HaChag is the eradication of the external evil. The Neros Chanukah is the fire, or symbolic of the fire by which you purify the midos and the averos within your personality. If you look at it that way, then it makes perfect sense that the Neros should go down in order. Because hopefully, if I'm trying to perfect myself, I start off with a lot of things I got to improve. And hopefully, if I get better, I have fewer and fewer things to improve. So Beis Shammai is looking at fire with the imagery of that which burns away and destroys. And it is a reference to your neshama in which you are burning away the bad midos, one by one by one. And that is why looking at fire as that which destroys the bad, it is poches v'hovah. Why does Beis Hillel disagree with that? Beis Hillel disagrees with that because Beis Hillel says that it might very well be for a tzaddik who's very spiritually strong. They could focus directly on their weaknesses and on their bad midos and just correct them. But Beis Hillel says for many people there's a problem with that though. And that is when we focus on our mistakes, on our inadequacies, on our chesronos, instead of having the energy and the courage to correct them, we sometimes get depressed, we sometimes lose hope, and sometimes feel so hopeless and helpless that we just give up. So Beis Hillel is suggesting another derech in Avodas Hashem. That instead of directly confronting your chesronos, you identify the strengths that are already within you. Right, the mitzvos that you do with joy and enthusiasm. And you strengthen yourself by adding light. In other words, instead of looking at fire as that which burns away the bad, the image of fire is that which increases light and warmth. And the idea here is that the way you get rid of the darkness within your personality is not by directly fighting the darkness, but by generating so much light that the darkness gets weaker of its own accord. Now, in many ways, this is a word from the Sfas Emes, in many ways you might actually say that this is a machlokas between the Musar movement and the Hasidic movement. In other words, this is actually perhaps a point of controversy. But the Sfas Salanter taught very much the idea that a person has to look into their bad midos and correct them. So Beis Shammai is like a Rishon Salanter. Hasidus emphasized a different aspect, that you focus on your goodness, and by building up the mitzvos that you're good at, you'll get so strong inside that the evil vanquishes. Now, again, the Sfas Emes is obviously saying Beis Hillel follows Hasidus as a chassid, according to the Sfas Emes. What each person should do as an individual is up to them. Different people work with